Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum. Time's up. We have the power. We have the resources. We have the knowledge. We have the intellect. We have the innovation, and we have the heart to create a world based on parity, practical innovation, and potential. This hit show with Claudette Rowley will take us on a journey so we can explore our planet, our global community, and our opportunity for transformation. We need a cultural revolution that allows us to look past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and to what she calls reality resistance. So tune in. This is the Brilliance Ultimatum. And time's up.
Hey, everybody, this is Claudette Rowley, and you are listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience what's going well in the world and the opportunity for transformation that's upon us. On the second and fourth Fridays of each month, we will have some of the foremost change makers, action takers, and truth tellers helping you re-envision what's possible on our planet and in our world. I'm really excited about today's guest, Cami Gildner. And we are going to be talking about the transformational power of women's voices. Cami believes that women's voices matter. She is a connector, a storyteller, and a business coach for women. Her entrepreneurial journey was sparked by the breath of a horse over a decade ago. And this magical epiphany moment led her to discover her purpose of leading changemaker women to have a voice, to give voice to their most important messages and create a ripple effect in the world. And Cami weaves soulful inspiration into mindful business strategies, helping her clients uplevel their business. And with decades of leadership, marketing, and strategic planning and business growth expertise, Cami guides her clients to master their marketing, money, and mindset. And her soulful spirit leads her clients to unleash the manifestation powers and live out loud, fueled with vitality and courage. She also has her own podcast, with award-winning podcast. She was named the best business podcast in the 2018 People's Choice Award and featured guests like Sark, Beth Comstock, and Lisa Rankin. And she is also the author of a really great book I have read called Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose. And finally, Cami was named to the 2020 25 Most Powerful Women in Business by the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Cami.
Oh, Claudette, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
Oh, I'm so happy you're here. And congratulations on all your recent awards. Wow. That was really awesome.
It was really awesome. It was such a blessing, and I was just blown away. I was really blown away. So it was a lot of fun.
So I have to start by asking you about how your entrepreneurial was sparked by the breath of a horse, right? Mm. Inquiring minds want to know what happened.
Yes. Yes. So I left the corporate world actually 12 years ago this past week. And so I had been in the corporate world as a marketing exec and had been doing that for 20 years. That was basically my whole world, my life. That's what I built my life around for many, many years. And in 2008, I got laid off, and which was, first of all, I always say that was my first blessing. My first gift was that I got laid off, because I wouldn't have left. And then the second best gift was, it was 2008 when there weren't more VP of marketing jobs around. So I really had to take some space and some time. And I took about 17 months actually trying to figure out what the heck I was going to do with my life next. And I really thought I was going to go back to the corporate world. And as I was taking time that summer of 2008, where I was just getting out in nature and listening to the birds and watching the baby birds learn to fly, something I hadn't been, you know, something I hadn't done for many, many years because I had always been on the go. And 17 months into this, all this time at home, I'm doing some work. I'm working with a coach. I'm trying to figure out what the heck I'm supposed to do. And I had started to interview again. And every time I would go for an interview, I was like, oh my God, I hope I don't get that job. You know, it was just, it wasn't speaking to me anymore, but I didn't know what I was meant to do. And so I was on the phone one day with my coach and I was in tears. I was like, I don't know where I fit anymore. I don't feel like I fit anywhere. I don't want those jobs that I've interviewed for, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. And so I'm in tears, I'm upset, and you know, it's just such a lost place to be. And that's really where I was. I was just truly lost. And she suggested to me that day that I go outside and just spend time breathing my horse's breath. And I paused and I was like, huh, that's really interesting. I've always had horses, but I had never really thought of it in that approach, right? To go look for the answers from the horses. And so I did. It was a really snowy day here in Colorado, and it had snowed about 18 inches of snow. And I put on my snow boots and I started trudging through the snow up to my barn. And as I got to the barn, my paint mare, Sugary, was by the gate, and she was just standing there looking at me. And I was like, must be her. So I walked through the gate and we started to breathe back and forth. I just put my nose down by my mouth, down by her mouth. And we were breathing back and just breathing. Right. And it was a frosty cold day and she had frost on her whiskers. And I was just taking in her breath and she was taking in mine. And we did that for a couple minutes. And then I turned around, I put my back up against her withers, up against her back, and just stood there and breathing. And what came to me, it was like this epiphany moment. It was just like, one of those moments that you remember the rest of your life. And I wasn't supposed to be going back to the corporate world. I was supposed to be starting my own thing. I had just met someone who was doing equine guided coaching. And I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard of. And all these ideas just started to come into place for me. And I went back into the house and wrote like crazy the rest of the day. And within a month, I was in Northern California getting certified as an equine guided coach. And that opened up my doorway and pathway that I never, ever looked back again. And, you know, it really changed from being, you know, in the corporate world my whole life to the second half of my life, which was going to be all about me being an entrepreneur and leading women and helping women step up into what they're meant to do. And I mean, it was just, my purpose became very clear.
Mm. Wow. Thanks for that. So sharing that story with us, there's something in that I think for everybody.
Oh, thank you. I love to tell that story. It was just such a magical moment. And I think for me, what the horses did was, you know, what my mare did for me that day was just drop me down into a deep place of me, right? It was like, I was able to hear my inner wisdom, my inner guidance in a way that I hadn't been able to do up until that moment. And I've been doing all that work to get there, but it was that moment that helped me see everything from a different light.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I know you do a lot with helping women, right? As I talked about in the intro, you know, one of the things that I'm curious about before we move to that, because I really want to talk about it, is in addition to that, you know, this incredible epiphany moment, like what have been some of the biggest lessons you've learned so far having your own business, being an entrepreneur?
Oh my gosh, I learned something every day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the beauty, right? It's like, it's such a journey, and it's a spiritual journey to be an entrepreneur. And I think that, you know, I learned how to connect into my spirit. I was not a deeply spiritual person when I headed this way. And I think the horses really opened me up to that. So I really learned, how to listen to that inner wisdom and, you know, just kind of be able to tap into that spiritual wisdom that's there and abundant for all of us if we just stop and pause. However we spirit, I mean, everybody spirits differently. And there's just so much wisdom that can be brought forth. You know, I learn something from my clients on a daily basis, you know, just work. It's the most beautiful thing to be able to work with such extraordinary women. And, you know, while I'm helping them, I'm also learning you know, I'm learning about life. I'm learning about, you know, how we grow, how we show up in bigger ways. So I'm learning on a daily basis, and I learn from my clients. I learn from my coaches. I learn from my communities that I belong to. I learn from that own inner wisdom that is there for me to dig into on a regular basis. And I think for me, I guess it's really about the practice of learning and growing and expanding on a daily basis that comes from all of those above.
Absolutely. And what I'm curious, how does that connect to your business decisions? I mean, are you, when you're making an important decision, are you making sure you take the time to connect in with yourself and really access that whole other spiritual side, intuitive side?
Totally. I mean, it's, yeah. And in fact, when I don't do that, it's usually when I will get caught off, you know, I'll catch myself going in, you know, a different direction. I mean, for example, I can tell you several years ago, you know, I started my business. Let me just step back one step. I started my business about 10 years ago, last November. And what happened was, because I was so on purpose on the direction that I was going, my business grew really rapidly in those first couple of years. And then I started seeing a lot of the kind of the shiny stars that are out there, right? They're the quick fixes of five steps to, you know,
right.
Success.
Yeah.
Seven steps to this, you know? And then so you see a lot of that kind of marketing out there. And if you start to track that, which I did, I started tracking it. I started saying, oh, this is really, that's what I want, what they're painting there, right? This picture that they're painting. And so I started following a lot of the formulas. A lot of those formulas were very based in pain-based scarcity messaging. So really taking, you know, they'll tell you, you know, build this all on your client's pain, you know, help them see the scarcity, help them feel the fear, help them. And all of that energy, first of all, as I say that, my guess is you can feel the tension of not feeling very good, right? Those words mm-hmm. don't resonate on a high vibe.
Right, exactly.
But I was following the shiny stars. And so I started adapting all of my marketing and the way I talked about my work, following these formulas. And what happened was my business kind of flattened out. You know, I'd been on this nice growth trajectory and my business flattened out. And I kept pushing more and I was striving more and I was grasping more. It's like, I've got to make this work, right? So all of that energy is just such, you know, it's energy that is, it's all wrapped up in a ball, if you will. And then at one point, because I'm not listening to the universe giving me signals, my business actually dropped and I'm like, okay, wait a minute here. Something has got to shift. So mm-hmm. I actually pulled back and really started asking questions like in ritual and playing with the rhythms of our earth and going back to just some of the foundational pieces that my work was built on and asking, what does my business want to be? How am I meant to serve this world? Asking those kinds of questions. And what came forth was new ways to talk about my work and a reshift back to helping people really see what's possible in their business. So I ended up throwing out all of that marketing and branding that was very based in the scarcity and the pain and the low vibe energy and really focused it on, okay, what's possible for your businesses and who did I want to be working with? I wanted to be working with women who are out making a difference in the world and had big messages to carry forth and wanted to help them see bigger and step into things in a bigger way. And it's like, as soon as I started using that language, my business it took off like crazy. And it all came from that slowing down and listening to that inner wisdom that was there to be found. And just really listening to, you know, letting that guide where my business was going to go, because I could have taken my business in a couple of different directions at that point. And when I got the clarity of which direction to go in, it really started to flow and it grew like crazy at that point. And even like recently, you know, crazy year that we're in, right? We're so in such a crazy year. And one of the big things that I've really been, you know, thinking about is, and you were at my Extraordinary Women Ignite event last year. I was like, okay, is this a live event? Is this not a live event? Is this a virtual event or is it a live event with people being able to live stream? You know, so there's all these different choices. Mm-hmm. And I sat with it. And the more I sat with it and the more I kind of played with it and journaled on it and asked their questions and was curious about it. And the more I tuned into the energies of my body, you know, what felt light, what felt heavy, what felt expansive, what felt closed in, the more the clarity came to me that this was supposed to be a virtual event this year. And so I haven't even announced this yet. It's going to get announced this next week, but it's going to be a virtual event this year. And as soon as I made that decision, I felt so much lighter and I felt so much more expansive. And it's like, okay, I can get all in and I can make this the most amazing virtual event that it, you know, has ever been. And that's what I'll put my focus on. And so, you know, I can look at things like that and make decisions, or I can, you know, like when I made the whole shift of my business several years ago, listening to that inner wisdom can get us there.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that really, really clear, I think, and descriptive story. We're going to actually take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about alignment and how powerful that is. You are listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up. I'm Claudette Rowley, and we'll be right back.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate, through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit lovemorefearlessintuitive.com.
Back on the Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley. And for those of you just joining us, my guest today is Cami Gildner. And she is a women's empowerment and business coach. And we are talking about the transformative power of women's voices. Cami, right before the break, you shared a really beautiful story about the power of alignment, right? When we're mm-hmm. aligned with ourselves, our intuition, when we slow down and really listen, right?
Right.
To all of those inner voices and our spirit, that some of the very best decisions, sounds like life-changing decisions, can emerge.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, that alignment is key. It's a core part of who we are. And it's, I mean, we were all put on this earth to make a difference in some way. So if we can tap into that, we get the universe all in behind us.
Absolutely. And I'm curious, so when you're working with women, white women entrepreneurs, what are some of like some of the most powerful things that you end up working with them on, in addition to what we just discussed?
Well, yeah, we can dig into the building their brand from the inside out. So that's one place of it. So really starting to think about who are you at your very essence, and how does your brand fit into who you are at your very essence, so mm-hmm. that you build a brand that's aligned to you. So you're clear about your purpose. You're clear about how you show up, what your values are, what your strengths are. You build a brand aligned to that. And the most beautiful part of that is you build a brand that only you can own, because you are unique. Mm-hmm. And so that is some of the core work where I love to start people in growing their business. And as we were just talking about, and you build a brand from the inside out, but you also build a way to speak your client's love language. So you're speaking to their aspirations. So I'm helping my clients speak to their clients' aspirations. And that's, again, it's putting things on its head, on its head, right? It's like normally what people are doing are, what are the pains? What are the challenges? And you have to understand that. But if you really are going to build a brand that has high vibrational value, that's attracting people into your business, it's starting to speak aspirationally to your clients' desires and needs and what they are really aspiring to in their life.
Absolutely. I love that. Absolutely. Just digging into the brand from the inside out, right? Mm-hmm. And really bringing in that alignment. So I'm curious, what is R factor, right? And why is that important?
The R factor. I love the R factor. And I think it's some of the most important work that I'm doing with my clients, because R factor is all about how we resonate, and how we resonate matters. We can have the right brand in place. We can have the right packaging and pricing, and we can be getting out and being visible in the world. But if we're not taking care of how we resonate, our R factor, mm-hmm. we won't be attracting people into our business. And there's all kinds of things that can get in the way of our R factor, right? We can have self-limiting beliefs and talks going on by our inner critic. We can be all balled up in energy in our body. We can be really hanging around people who aren't raising us up. And so there's all different ways that can pull our energy down as we're growing a business. Fear can come into the mix of it, and just crazy mindsets that can come on. And the reason I know this is because I've been doing this business for, 10 plus years. And I know, I can promise you, I've had every limiting self, limiting talk that is, the little inner critic shows up and starts to holler things in my head. And I'm like, wait a minute, where is this coming from? So we all have these things that can make us play smaller, feel smaller. And when we are really taking care of our R factor, there's four components to it, to helping our R factor be high. Mm-hmm. The first one is mindset. And mindset is really, tuning down that inner critic, number one. Mm-hmm. It's about turning off a lot of the noise. I mean, we can have so much noise going on in our head. So finding practices to put into place that can, slow down all the busyness in our head, and so that we can actually hear that inner wisdom. So really learning it might be meditation that we're doing there, we might just be getting out in nature and just being very focused. That's one that's really big for me. This morning I took a beautiful walk, and it was about 45 minutes, at 5:30 this morning. And it clears everything away. It clears the noise away. It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. So mindset is the first one. The second one is our body. And that means taking care of our bodies. And it can be the nutrition that we're feeding and nourishing our bodies with. It can be how we are energetically feeling in our body. So I'm a big fan of energetic work. So Reiki, healing touch, that kind of work can really mm-hmm. clear things away for us.
Right.
And then also just movement, right? So like this morning, this walk that I was on, that's the movement that keeps my body feeling good. Mm-hmm. Mindset and body. The third one is spirit, and it's spirit however you spirit, but spirit, right? It's like really listen to how does spirituality speak to you, and find your spirit, find your purpose, find why you're on this earth. Do that work so that you can really be showing up and you can get the universe all in behind you when you are working with your spirit and listening to that spiritual wisdom of yourself. And then the fourth part of that is community. And community is very much about who are you hanging with, right? I mean, it's like, are you hanging with people who are helping raise you up, helping you see bigger? Or are you hanging with people who pull you down, that make you feel not very good? So it's you can look at any one of those four categories, the mindset, the body set, the spirit, the community, And you can really tune into, okay, how do I feel today? What needs tended to? What needs a little bit of love? And helping yourself raise up and how you resonate. And when you do that, what happens is when you start focusing on how are you resonating in the world, you get on this high vibrational pathway. And people feel that because people fall in love with who you are. They fall in love with the soul of who you are. They don't fall in love with your face. They fall in love with who you are and how you resonate. And the more you tend to these four factors and you build practices around these four factors, you start to resonate on a really high vibe. And that's your R factor.
Thanks for sharing that. Wow. So which one is the most challenging for folks?
Well, I think everybody's different. And I think that's a great question. But I think, you know, everyone can tell, I mean, everybody's going to be in different places. I mean, even on a given day, right? I mean, you might find on any given day that, you know, your mindset's just going crazy. On another day, I can tell you that when I started down this pathway, I hinted at this a little bit earlier, the spirit piece of me was just not very awakened at all. I mean, I was, when I came out of the corporate world, that was not a core part of who I was. I was pretty linear thinking. I was not, if you would have told me 15 years ago that I'd be working in work that was deeply spiritual and helping people grow their businesses, I would have looked at you like you were crazy. So I think that, you know, at any given point in our life, any one of these could be out of balance. And then it's really just figuring out where you are either at that point in your life or on that given day, because one day, it might be your body just feels like crap. Mm-hmm. And what does my body need today? So just if you get up and if you journal in the morning, and I'm a big believer in journaling each morning, and just taking those four factors, those four elements, and tuning in and saying, how does my mind feel today? How does my body feel today? How does my connection to my purpose and my spirit feel today? Is my community uplifting me? And if you're doing that on a daily basis, each day you're just checking in with yourself.
Right. So it sounds like it's this moment by moment, your daily check-in, right?
Right. Right.
It reminds me of when I'm working with clients, and, you know, for some folks, even asking the question on a daily basis, like, what do I really need right now?
Right.
Or hourly or moment.
You know, exactly. Moment. Right.
Right. Yeah. It's what I really need right now, because they're so not used to ever asking themselves that question.
Exactly. And we get in this pathway of just doing and, you know, managing to, I mean, especially right now, there's so much noise in the world right now. Right. I mean, if you're tuning into the news on a, you know, everyday basis, if you're tuning into social media on an everyday basis, chances are you're going to be feeling all kinds of energies in your body. Mm-hmm. Chances are you're going to have some stories going over and over in your head. And so catching what are those stories that I'm going over and over again on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, that aren't really serving me for what I'm meant to be doing in this world. And how can I pull back from some of that and change that story for myself and for my community?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really, what you just touched on is the way that one person, right? One person energetically can make a difference.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that about your podcast. You know, when you were saying what's going well in the world, what's the transformation? If we start to put our focus there, instead of everything that's broke. I mean, and there's a lot of things that are broke, but it's like, how can we really start to elevate what's hopeful, right? What are we hoping for in our world? How do we step into that? How do we elevate that? Because that's what's going to drive change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well said. So on that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Back on the Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley here with my guest today, Cami Gildner, and we are talking about the transformative power of women's voices. Cami, before we dive back in, how can listeners find out about you and your work?
Oh, thank you for that. The best place for people to find me is over on Extraordinary Women Connect. It's a Facebook group. And I invite your listeners to join us over there. It's all about connecting great women to great women. And it's about elevating our voices together and getting out and doing and creating the impact in the world. So we do a lot of fun things and a lot of great inspirational connections happen there. So that's a great place. It's Extraordinary Women Connect on Facebook. You can type in womenraiseup.com and it will take you directly there. My website is www.camigilner.com. And the other thing is that my 3-day event, which I mentioned earlier, and you were able to attend last year, Extraordinary Women Ignite, will be November 5th through 7th. And this year it's going to be a virtual event. And you can find all the details on my website on that.
Awesome. Thank you. And what about your podcast?
Yes. Thank you about that. Yeah. I forgot about that. It's Extraordinary Women Radio. And I love my podcast. I get to interview the most amazing, extraordinary women in the world. And it's really a lot of fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And so that's right on your website also.
It's on my website there. or any podcast platform.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. So, right before we went to the break, we were talking about, right, that as individual people, as individual women, right, we can really make a difference by focusing on how we're using our energy, right? And
yes.
And I was listening to something yesterday, and the person speaking was talking about that she had the fortune, believe it or not, when she was about 8 years old to meet Einstein.
Oh, wow.
She's an older person now. And it was through some sort of class trip, or I'm not sure what she didn't really articulate the connection, but she said, someone said, how can we, because they were eight, they said, how can we be as smart as you, right? To Einstein. And and he essentially said it was imagination, right? Mm. That he had a really great imagination, and it's true, right? Most of our things that a lot of things, most of what's been invented in the world, right, started in somebody's imagination.
Right.
It was possible. Right. And he said something, this is what she said, you know, that he said something like, I'm actually not very good at math. I have all the grad students take care of that. But I'm the one imagining. And
that's fascinating.
It was really fascinating. And that was the key to genius, right? Was imagination. I thought of that as you were talking about, if we can imagine what we want to see in our world, right?
Right.
So much becomes possible.
Oh, that's so true. One of my favorite questions to ask is, what else is possible? Mm-hmm. And when we start to tune into that, it's this conscious access work that, you know, plays with that question a lot. And when we start to access consciousness, I think that's what it's called. But the what else is possible, when you ask that question, it's expansive, right? It's like, you know, you just had a most amazing thing happen to you. Just stop and pause and say, well, what else is possible? You just had the most amazing year. Stop and you pause. Okay, what else is possible? And then taking time to be present to that question and to go deeper with it and to tune into, you know, whatever might be coming up, and not make any idea a bad idea, but to really, you know, be curious about it, really playing that spirit of curiosity.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that, right? Even when things seem, you're at the pinnacle, what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as you mentioned, we're in a very, you know, unusual time right now, you know, with COVID-19 and Black Lives Matter movement and everything else that's going on. And I'm curious, from your perspective as an expert, right, in women's leadership and power, like, what do you see the role of women right now to be?
I think that women's wisdom is the medicine our earth needs right now. And this is not a time for us to play small, to go silent, to hide. I mean, we have to take care of ourselves first, and that's a whole nother topic. But once we take care of ourselves and we step into really going out and serving and you were put on this earth with gifts and talents and passions and values about who you are as a person, this very essence of you. How are you meant to make a difference with these gifts of who you are? And how can you step into them and serve your communities with those gifts right now? Because I can promise you, your community needs you. And so being open to this, you know, how am I meant to be serving through this? What is it? What are the changes that I really want to be creating in the world? And finding that clarity around, if the whole world could hear one message from me, what would it be? Find it, get out, speak it, give voice to it, serve your communities. And it's this wisdom of you rising up, getting out there, you know, sharing your voice, making the impact that you are. That's what really is going to help shift our world. And that's when I talk about women's wisdom really being the medicine for our earth right now. I think women show up in different ways. I think when we are showing up in all of our brightest light, we are showing up. There's a softness to us. There's a fierceness to us. There's a expansiveness to us. All of this is powerful, and it's going to be the transformation that our world really needs to be in a different way, that, you know, to show up. It's not going to be about the pushing and the striving, but it's going to be about the opening and the expansion and about the receiving. And all of this is going to be a different shift for our world.
Absolutely. I love it. And the question you posed, how am I meant to be serving through this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, how are you meant to be serving through this?
I'm meant to be helping women raise up their voices. And it's been really fun for me this year because, first of all, it's been crazy. It's totally crazy. And I don't want to downplay. I know a lot of people have been impacted by COVID, by Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's like, there's so much, everything that's happening. And at the same time, it's like, it's getting people to, you know, find the clarity around, okay, I need to change this. And so when I think about my tribe of people who I help, so I think even I'm just going to start with my mastermind group. I work with the most amazing entrepreneur women. And I have this community. It's my mastermind group. And when this first started, I asked that question, you know, how can I serve my people right now? I have this most amazing tribe of women. How do I serve them best right now? And so I created some additional community opportunities for them very early on. Like soon as this opened up, you know, back in March, I opened up a Marco Polo room, which is a virtual texting room, or video texting. Uh-huh. It's, you know, you go back and forth with videos. And I opened it up for all of my clients, and they leaned into that site so much. Because there was so much emotion that was really going on at that point, right? I mean, people were on any given day, they were in a different place. Some of them might be somebody might be emotional on one day, and then somebody else might be up. And the next day, you know, might be flipped because they just showed up for one another in such a beautiful way. So that was a really powerful way that my community could really lean into and move through all of those times, feeling the feels. And really, you know, get through, because you can't ignore how you're feeling and go out and make the difference that you need to. You need to really take care of you first. And so we did that. But what happened from that was, after we've been doing that for a couple of weeks, started asking the question, okay, how are you meant to be making a difference with the gifts of you? How are you going to go serve your community? And what happened from that was explosive. I mean, they all got out and they were just doing the most amazing things. I was just blown away of how, you know, some of them were starting podcasts. Some of them were landing huge contracts. It was really just this place of creation. And it was like the energy of what was happening with all of them was really exciting. Mm. So, to me, that's what my purpose is to get out and to help people move through trying times like this. And, you know, starting a business is messy. So, you know, even in normal times, helping people maneuver through the start of, you know, growing their business can be really messy. And this year it's really messy. It's, you know, it's tripled messier, 10 times messy than a normal year.
Exactly. And, absolutely.
But when I saw what they were able to go do in the mix of all of this, I was just blown away. So that's my gift. And that's how I meant to serve. I mean, it's, you know, I am the people that I'm drawing into my community are about making change. They're about raising up how they're showing up and going out and serving their communities. And that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I can tell from the energy, you know, in your voice and how you're talking about it, that they're really, they're making a difference. You're making a difference, and that there's a lot of alignment there.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I have a written goal that I want to serve 1 million women, helping them step into their voice and their vision and really, you know, expanding how they're showing up in the world. It's a ripple effect, right? It's about me helping my clients. They go help their clients, and there's a ripple effect. And that's how you get to 1 million. And when I look at that goal, it's every single time, you know, one of them is going out and doing the most amazing work, I'm like, yes, this is the vision that I've had.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And do you have a sense of your impact yet in terms of the numbers?
Somebody keeps telling me that I should be tracking that in some way, because I've written it down and I'm like, well, I know, but how do you do that? So you're right. I need to figure that out. But I've also had people say, you know what, you probably are close to hitting that. You need to raise that number up. And I'm like, huh. So I don't know.
Yeah. Makes sense. Hard to track, but, you know, interesting, right?
Right. Interesting, but you know what it does do for me is it stretches me. So in those moments where I might have played small, and I can really go back to several years ago where I was terrified of being on a stage when I first started my business. Mm-hmm. And my coach told me, oh, you need to go be on stages. And I was like, well, I'll grow my business another way. I was growing it by referrals and that sort of thing. But when I wrote that goal of 1 million women, it started me stretching, right? I was like, I'm not going to get there doing one-on-one kind of connections. I need to do one to many. And the fastest way to do that was to get on stages. So I got over myself and I went through training and I figured out, figured out all the ways to get comfortable speaking, and then finally fall in love with speaking because I love speaking today. But that million person goal had me stretch, right? It had me stretch into places where I was uncomfortable. And when I think now, it's like, okay, how do I keep stretching? And I think that's the some of the dance that we as entrepreneurs play is that constant opening to the stretch into whatever it is that feels uncomfortable. Step into it, feel it, move it, expand in it, and then look, there's going to be the next place somewhere along the line, because that never goes away.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We're actually going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear some of Cami's recommendations for listeners as they move forward with a lot of these great ideas. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
It is time to get real and wake up. Join Mike Murphy live Monday through Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get Real with Mike Murphy cuts through the noise of mainstream media, bringing you unfiltered truth and solutions. For more information on Mike and his work, visit his website at MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Back on the Brilliance Ultimatum. I'm Claudette Rowley here with Cami Gildner. So Cami, we've talked about a lot, right? Spirit, energy, resonance, right? Women's voices, power, and purpose. So I'm curious, for listeners, if what are maybe three or whatever number you want to use, but maybe like three or four key takeaways you'd love to leave folks with today.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd say make space to tune in on a daily basis, right? So looking at your R factor, your mindset, your body, your spirit, your communities, really stop and pause. How do they feel? How do I feel in those spaces today? And, listen to what your body is telling you. Your body is so full of wealth. The ideas that might be coming up for you once you start to open up to this helps you just really open up to what's possible in your business. It helps you feel much more expansive. And the more you feel expansive, the more you can be attracting the right people, the right opportunities, the right ideas into your business. And all of those really start to flow to you when you work on your R factor. Mm-hmm. Second, I would say, I'm going to just go back down to this aspirational marketing, speaking to your client's love language, speaking your client's love language. Mm-hmm. And that means I have a little tool, and I'll share this tool with you guys. It's called the Speak Your Client's Love Language tool. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to take out three columns or a sheet of paper, and you're going to make three columns on it. And you're going to be very clear about who you serve, how you serve them, your niche, which I'm sure most of your listeners how to get to their niche. Mm-hmm. But what's different is really starting to work with this tool is the first column is you're going to look at your client's pains, what it is that keeps them awake. We have to understand that. And it's not that we have to market to that. We have to understand it. So mm-hmm. you're writing down what keeps your clients awake. your ideal clients awake at night? What is it? What are those pains that they're having? What are those thoughts that are they're continually going on in their head? The middle column is what's the emotions? What emotions do they have around that? And then the third column is what is it that they desire? What are they aspiring to? Mm-hmm. And that is the magic column. That is, if you can start to really get clear about what your clients aspire to, you can really start to raise up how you're marketing, because that you're going to be marketing in a way that is no one else is doing it at that level. So that is my the second one. And then the third one is really around thinking about what else is possible. Keep going back to that question. Keep going back to what else is possible in my business, in my life, and look for that energetic expansion when you know, feeling that energetic expansion, and it's going to give you clues, and you're going to say, oh, that's a really interesting idea. It sparks ideas, right? You get all of this, you get little sparks happening in your belly or in your heart, you know, twittering, mm-hmm. your heart, you know, going, oh my gosh, that sounds really exciting. And when you start to notice that happening in your body, start following the seeds that the universe plants for you. Because once you start to follow those seeds that the universe is planting for you, the universe gets all in behind you and really starts giving you the right opportunities, the right ideas, the right people are going to start dropping into place. And that's how you can really grow your business.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. So making space to tune in right on a mm-hmm. daily basis, really focus on the error factor. What's your resonance? And for listeners, that was, you know, what's your mindset? How are you taking care of your physical body, your spirit, taking care and connecting into spirit and your community, right? Who are you hanging out with?
Right.
Are they pulling you up or pulling you down? And then I love this, you know, this knowing your client's love language, right? For the entrepreneurs out there.
Right.
That's a really, and is that modeled off of, the book, the love language book?
No, it's not. It's just, it's just me. I started doing the approach to looking at aspirational marketing several years ago. And it was like, it just was a way to tap into it.
Got it. Yeah, no, I love it. I'm trying to remember the name of the book, you know, but the one about the five love languages, right? Mm-hmm. For relationships.
Yeah. Because that's very focused on the relationships and how people want to. So this is really speaking to what your clients desire, right? It's what they are aspiring to in their life. It's what they desire. So that's what it's built off of.
Love it. Yeah, that's awesome.
And then the only other thing I would say is mm-hmm. is build your community. I mean, at the end mm-hmm. of the day, I can tell you that my community has been the number one reason my business is what it is today. And the number one reason that, you know, I've been, you know, I'm in the place that I'm in because my community, I have spent so much love and care on my community. And you know, it's a collaborative place. It's a safe place. It's a, you know, so create those relationships, and that more than anything will grow your business.
Wow. I love that. Right. So what else is possible? And then build your community. Right?
Right.
And I think that lifts us up also, doesn't it? Right. Personally as well.
Absolutely. Because then we're hanging with the people that, you know, we're uplifting other people, they're uplifting us, and you start to play off each other. And, you know, it's not about competition. It's really about collaboration. And it's because each person is unique. And if, you know, everybody is stepping into their gifts and they're uplifting one another, there is so much power in that. And I think that's the excitement about women in community. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, I see it in my groups and my communities. I see the impact of how when we put women together, we can make change. There's nothing that can stop us.
Absolutely. And that's a really wonderful note to wrap the show up on, right? When we get together as women, nothing can stop us, right?
That's right.
And what's the phrase you said? The earth needs women's, what was it?
It's
the medicine.
Women's wisdom is the medicine the earth needs.
Yeah. Women's wisdom. Absolutely. Is the medicine the earth needs. So Cami, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today and for sharing your wisdom.
Thank you
with
so
us.
Much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. It's such an honor.
Absolutely. And thank you listeners as always. Cami shared some really amazing information. I encourage you to go to her website, check out her book, her podcast, everything that she offers, her services. and conferences. I did attend her conference last fall. It was really, really great. Very well done. So encourage everybody to check out Cami's website. Cami, do you want to remind us again your URL?
Yes, it's at CamiGellner.com, CamiGellner.com. And then my Extraordinary Women Connect group on Facebook.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. So we get together twice a month, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. As always, we had a great time, and we will see you back here in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to the hit show, The Brilliance Ultimatum Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and move beyond the mindset of division. Each show, Claudette strikes right at the heart of the matter and looks past political squabbles, lack of humanity, and what she calls reality resistance. We just need the will. For more information about the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up, visit culturalbrilliance.com and join the cultural revolution. See you next time.